Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Stephanie Queen announced she will not seek to renew her employment contract as Soldotna City Manager when the current term of her employment agreement expires on February 28, 2023. In a letter to Mayor Whitney and the City Council dated November 29, 2022, Queen states, "It has been my great honor to serve our community these past 15 years, and I could have not imagined the opportunities and benefits I'd receive working for the City of Soldotna. I'm so proud of all we've accomplished together and the strong foundation we've laid for the exciting opportunities that are yet to come. I'm grateful to you, Mayor Whitney, and council members, and want to thank you for providing consistent and thoughtful leadership during my tenure as city manager these past 5 years. The trust you placed in me and the strong support you've shown all city employees has been tremendous." City Manager Stephanie Queen.
When my employment contract comes up in February, I've decided that I'm going to use that as an opportunity to step away and potentially think about new opportunities for myself. I will have served for 5 years as a city manager, and I'm so grateful for that opportunity. I'm proud of what we've accomplished, and I have had so much joy being part of this team. But it comes to a time where I think change is warranted, and change will be good for me personally as well as for the organization. So I'm excited to announce that I'll be making that transition in a few months.
The City Council appointed Queen to the city manager position in February of 2018, where she served an initial 3-year term that was later extended 2 additional years. Prior to her appointment, Queen served as the city's Director of Economic Development and Planning, a department she led since 2008. Queen was born in Soldotna, grew up in Kenai, attending college out of state. She returned to Alaska in 2007 after receiving a Bachelor of Science and a Master of Engineering degree in Civil and Environmental Engineering from Cornell University in Ithaca, New York. Mayor Paul Whitney said the council will begin planning for recruitment of a new city manager at the December 14th council meeting. Former Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor Dave Carey has filed to run for the Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor in the special mayoral election scheduled for February 14, 2023. Carey adds his name to a growing list of candidates that includes Senator Peter Machicki, Soldotna City Council member Linda Farnsworth Hutchings, and local entrepreneur Zachary Hamilton. David Carey previously served as the Kenai Peninsula Borough Mayor after winning the election in 2008. In a statement released on social media, Carey states, "Today I did something I've told myself I would never do again. I vowed to run for borough mayor and the special election to be held in 10 weeks on February 14th. The special mayor election is mandated for the election of a Kenai Peninsula borough mayor to fill the vacancy generated by the resignation of former borough mayor Charlie Pierce. For more details, visit the story on our website at radiokenai.com. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency announced Tuesday, November 29th, that the North Pacific Seafoods Incorporated of Seattle, Washington, paid a $345,000 penalty for the Clean Air Act violations of two of the facilities in Naknek. As a result of investigation, EPA discovered North Pacific Seafoods was operating 3 solid waste incinerators that lacked any emission control or monitoring systems. The company did not notify EPA or the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation of the construction and operation of the incinerators and did not hold a permit to operate them as required by the Clean Air Act. North Pacific Seafoods also failed to meet waste management plan requirements, operator training and qualification requirements, emission testing, record keeping, and monitoring requirements. The incinerators were primarily used to burn clean paper, cardboard, and clean wood waste. Emissions from the incinerators could expose communities to harmful air pollutants that can cause eye, nose, throat, and skin irritation, reproductive effects, and cancer. The company agreed to shut down the 3 incinerators rather than bring them into compliance with the Clean Air Act requirements. Read more at radiokenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.